Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I am your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me is a friend who's been in the state a while and been around a while. He's over at the top of the Science Center. If you see him up there waving the flag, it's Matt Fleury, President and Chief Executive Officer of said Connecticut Science Center. Matt, good morning, sir.
Good morning. I am staying inside today. It's too cold to wave a flag anywhere.
It is a little bit chilly. It's chilly. Mother Nature's doing some crazy things lately, but hey, it's New England and we're hardy, so we should kind of enjoy it. I do, but I'm weird, a lot of people. So,
well,
but
nothing
hey.
Nothing wrong with that.
It could be a lot colder if you're up in space. That's all I'm saying.
That's true. It's all relative. And here you can have the sensations of space and stay warm while you're doing it. So that's a big advantage.
And that's one of the new, I mean, you guys got a couple new things, and I want to get into those. But when you guys, you know, over the Science Center, put your heads together and try and think of, hey, we need new exhibits. Like, how does something like the Exploring Space exhibit or the Forest of Illusions that we're going to get into, like, how do these become something that people can actually enjoy?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's one of the great things about what we do here at the Science Center is it's such a creative undertaking and our team is so creative. And I just enjoy, you know, listening to their ideas and trying to support them. And there's so many good ones. The hardest part is keeping up with them. But, you know, in the world of science, there's just so much innovation and so much development happening and so much discovery. You know, across science, technology, engineering, and math, but space is always going to be at the forefront, not only in terms of, you know, innovation, but it also just is captivating to the public. And our audience loves exploring space here and learning about space. And one of the biggest exhibit galleries that we had not yet renovated since we opened, which lo and behold is 15 years ago, is our Exploring Space exhibit. So that's always been a main attraction here, and we're on a course to update and replace a number of our exhibits just to stay new and exciting and contemporary here. And the Space Exhibit Gallery is one of the first ones we addressed. So we've recently reopened our Space Exhibit Gallery called Exploring Space, and it's really a showpiece that people are already enjoying a lot. I hope you and your family will come and check it out.
It is. It's a cool. I remember the original one. So if we're coming in, like, give us a quick walkthrough visually. I know it's on the radio, but of like what people can expect when they walk into that section.
Right. Well, it's the magic of radio and word pictures, and I will do my best. The Exploring Space Exhibit Gallery is over 4,000 square feet. It's on the fifth floor of the Science Center. Easy to find, right where the oldest space exhibit gallery was. But this one, I have to say, is really, I think, better and more exciting. It has three components. The first one, you walk through a hallway that's designed to kind of give you the sense of traveling from Earth's orbit out through the various layers to get into outer space. And then when you walk in, you arrive in a section of the exhibit called Our Solar Neighborhood. That really is kind of a wayfinding experience to show how our solar system is laid out. And then there are various activities, like there's a really cool one called a gravity jump. And there's a video wall that is an avatar that is triggered through, you know, camera and sensors by your own movements. So you could say, well, I'm going to see what it would look like in my little spacesuit to jump on Mars and see what the gravitational forces or lack thereof will do to my leaping power on Mars compared to the tiny little sub LeBron James leap that I do here on Earth. Or you could try Pluto and see how far you go. So that's a really cool one. And then once you get past all the exhibits and activities there that talk about orbits and the solar system's layout and configuration, how we observe the Earth, looking back at the Earth, finding your own home, your own street, your own school, and studying gravity and even, you know, what it would look like to put a little Mars colony together. We get into another section called Exploring the Universe, which takes you farther. And this is where one of the showpieces is a whole new space journey where you sit in what we call space pods, that it's kind of a simulation of a rocket ship ride through the galaxy. You know, sort of the kind of 3D, 4D simulating effects of feeling like you're in a rocket.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Powering off the launch pad to all the incredible imagery that we now have from, like, the new Webb's telescope. So that's a lot of fun. Then there's some really close to home examples of the technology that makes space travel possible. For example, right here in Simsbury is a company called Ensign Bickford Aerospace Industries, and they create a thing called a frangible joint. And it's the technology that separates a booster from a rocket. And you know, think about the drama of that moment and the complexity of it and how mission critical it is that that happened exactly the right way. That technology is made right here.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And that company has helped us put together an exhibit about that technology. And we have a bunch of other Connecticut, you know, innovators that are involved. For example, there's a section about the space station where you walk into an environment that feels like a space station. And you can see how the astronauts would strap themselves to the wall to sleep. Yes, there's a space potty that we recommend to serve. there, you know, space food. And then, you know, a lot of systems that are created by Collins Aerospace, which is another Connecticut-based company that has done so much with spacesuit technology and space survival. So it's, you know, we're really proud of this exhibit. I think people will have a great time with it.
And that's cool that you're able to, you know, bring those local companies that are right here, like within earshot of the Science Center, that are helping to make space travel and just surviving in space a real thing. Like, for the kids to go in there and see these things, and then for the parents or, you know, the staff of the Science Center be like, oh, that was made like 5 miles that way. Like, that's pretty cool for you guys to be able to do that.
It is. It's really cool. And it's one of the best things about being the Connecticut Science Center is that we are the center of science presentation to the public in a state that has a great many incredible innovations of the past and going on now and certainly down the road to showcase. And that's a way that we can talk about the fact that your kids, my kids, your audience and their children can really be part of the science, technology, engineering and math fields, because there are careers ranging from the most exotic, you know, aerospace engineering, all the way down to much more accessible and approachable careers, helping to manufacture jet engines or HVAC systems that are more technological advanced now than they ever were before. The supply chain of companies that is involved in just our aerospace industry, or think about the electric boat and the submarine industry that is, you know, really a huge presence in Connecticut down along the shoreline, all the way up into our neck of the woods here in Hartford, are people who go to work at either the EB plant or at subcontractors throughout the state that are involved in the technologies, the systems, and the construction of these incredible nuclear-powered submarines that command the oceans.
All right, that's one. I mean, we do when we do our holiday store, there's a few places that come in that do donations, and one of them is Triumph. They used to be Goodrich. They do fuel, like fuel sensors and stuff like that, and it's those smaller type businesses that still have an amazing staff that support all this stuff. It's not one company that's making a shuttle from tip to nose tail. Like, there's lots of little companies that are involved in this in Connecticut. I mean, people don't realize the amount of, you know, space and aeronautical type things that are in Connecticut are just amazing going back in history.
They are, and they really are, you know, all looking for talent right now. And looking down the pike, not that far, they're looking at the contracts that they have with government and others, where they have to deliver really high-tech products, and in some cases, lower-tech products or components. And they really are struggling to find the workforce to deliver. And that is at once a real business challenge for them and a competitive challenge for Connecticut. But it's also an extraordinary opportunity for anybody who's in, you know, from an adult on down to, you know, you've got a child who's really good with their hands or has a great mind for engineering or math, you know, even in elementary and middle school, introduce them now, mm-hmm. bring them here to the Science Center to have them see what STEM careers look like.
And there's a lot of things to be had and said about the STEM careers. This is just part one of our conversation with Matt Fleury from the Connecticut Science Center. Next, we're going to get into one of their other exhibits, an exhibit that's going to be leaving shortly, and how they kind of tie together. There's things like this going on all over the place right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.